here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 12th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of two men born on the same day in 1809, Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Little is known about his early life. He never wrote any memoirs. We know that he was born in a log cabin. He had only about a year of traditional schooling. His mother died when he was 9 years old. He spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But when he was in his early 20s, he showed up in New Salem, Illinois, having decided to remake himself as a professional man and to study law. Charles Darwin, born Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England, 1809, on this day, took his famous voyage to South America when he was only 22, bringing with him a book called Principles of Geology by Charles Lyell, which suggested that the Earth was millions of years old. Studied the animals on the Galapagos Islands, and it took Darwin a long time to publish his findings about evolution because he was afraid of being attacked as an atheist. The book finally came out in 1859. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of more than two dozen books for young people. Started writing seriously when she was 27. She had two preschool children. Stories were rejected for the first 2 years. And then in 1970, she had a big breakthrough with the novel for young adults, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the story of an 11-year-old girl trying to make sense of religion and boys and menstruation, a book that was banned in many schools and libraries. Judy Blume lives in Key West, writes at a desk facing a garden, then in the summer in a small cabin on Martha's Vineyard. Here's a poem for today by Jesse Graves, AM Radio. So many nights we sat up listening to basketball games, talking about cars and all the cities he had driven through in big trucks, all the dangerous cargo he had carried. My uncle was a night owl and a storyteller, one time drunk, chaser of questionable women, lover of American muscle cars, handcrafted wood, Shakespeare fishing rods, and black walnut ice cream. Some nights, when I am the last night owl stirring, the conversation in my head returns to basketball, great Boston Celtics teams from the 60s, or the Tennessee Vols from the Ernie and Bernie show, all before my time, but part of the memory of the memories he passed along to me. When I worry that I've forgotten what his voice sounded like, or gotten lonesome for the only person I always knew I could call at any hour of the night, nothing soothes my mind like scanning through radio channels and finding a basketball game. Any slightly shrill announcer over-enthused about a three-point shot or a missed free throw, some reminder that we may share only part of life with those who love us most, that we make a sport out of catching memories, time tries to steal away. AM Radio, a poem by Jesse Graves from Basin Ghosts, published by Texas Review Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.